You talked about me. You talked about me. The Unpardonable Sin Behind the Fermentation of the Present Rebellion. By Jeff Crippen. With additional wording by Priestly Scribe. On July 5, 2023. In Abusers, Evil. Matthew chapter 15 verses 12 to 14. Then the disciples came and said to him, Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this statement? Verse 13. But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant shall be uprooted. Verse 14. Let them alone, they are blind guides of the blind. And if a blind man guides a blind man, both will fall into a pit. One of the chief ways that a minister of the age's wrath is ignited is when he learns that a church leader told someone about his sins and tactics. They become a fire-breathing dragon seeking revenge. Here is the irony. The minister of the age commits evil deeds daily. He views himself as a god and demands worship. You are expected to supply him with that adoration, that is your only purpose. But over time, you begin to realize that this little tyrant is very abusive. As the fog of his deceit begins to clear a bit, you see this abuse. You see how Moda works to elevate himself and magnify his superiority over all others. You see how Moda is driven by a profound sense of entitlement. You see how he is devoid of love and empathy toward others. You have seen how he completely ignores the outcry of church leaders who have suffered at the hands of his ministry's office manager. And because Moda has consistently had no ear to listen, you are forced to fellowship about this with others who are likewise concerned. You talk about these evil deeds with someone else in a position of responsibility. If you are lucky, that someone listens and understands and maybe even validates your observations. But what happens if the Moda finds out? What if he learns from one of his inner circle loyalists that you have talked? Does he respond by being grieved that he has made you feel the way you do? Does he acknowledge the many selfish, wicked, self-promoting sins he is guilty of? You know the answer, no. Never, ever will a Moda respond in sorrow, in empathy, or in repentance. Never, ever will his concern be to heal and restore the relationship or to reconcile the problem at hand. Instead, his response will be, you can count on it, rage, an intense desire to punish and exact revenge. You talked about him. You have conspired with others against him. You are the problem. Suddenly all the evils he has done are swept off the table. His sins don't matter. The only thing on the agenda now is your unpardonable sin, you talked. You told. You conspired. It is irrelevant that he failed to take care of the problem with his degenerate son after he was asked to do so. It is irrelevant that he worked to turn family and friends against you. It is irrelevant that his claim to be a wise master builder is shown to be false by the rotten fruit of his life. It is irrelevant that his ministry office was caught interfering in the affairs of local churches. None of this now has any bearing at all. It's as if he, as judge, has ruled all his evils inadmissible in his courtroom of fermentation. The only sin here to be punished is going to be yours. You talked. You fellowshipped. You conspired with others against him. This was the typical response of the Pharisees to Jesus when he exposed them. They were offended. They hated him because he shone light upon what and who they really were. I have experienced this many times. Once, a woman phoned me. She had been a church member for years and her husband had recently died. She called and she said, Pastor, I just wanted to let you know why I haven't been in church lately. I can't come to church right now because I am in a relationship. I asked her for further details. She said, Well, I am in a relationship with a man. Please define this relationship. We are dating, she said. It was now time to get down to it. Are you having sex with him? Well, yes. As a matter of fact, he is living here with me in my house. But I think I can lead him to Jesus. What was she after? She actually demanding that I respond with some kind of acceptance, something like, Oh, I know it's been hard. I understand. God understands. He is very forgiving. That was not my response. I told her she must repent of this sin. Break off this sinful relationship, and never see him again. She refused. And before very long after this, she phoned me enraged at me for talking about her. I was never really sure exactly what she meant by this. Her sin was open for all to see. It didn't take long. But she raged. I had talked, she said. Her evil sin was no longer to be discussed. It was as if her sin never happened. It was irrelevant. All that mattered was, I told. This thing is of the devil. He is a liar and a deceiver, and so are his servants. No matter to them that they have rebelled against the Lord of the universe. No matter to them that they have brought the curse, murder, darkness, death, and every other evil thing upon all creation. No matter. The only thing that matters is that the Son of God has come into this world to destroy the works of the devil. To expose him for all to see. To defeat him at the cross, and one day to cast him into hell forever. How dare he? How dare the Lord talk about the devil? Thus the old serpent rages and seeks revenge. The day is coming when the only relevant subject will be his evil, his sins, and the sins of all who followed him. Source. unholycharade.com/2023/07/u-talk-about-me-the-unpardonable-sin